Hello audio listener, please subscribe, leave a like and review on the platform you're listening from.
Get rid of my fucking phone.
We are now recording.
Excellent.
Sweet.
Wanna do your little clap, clap,
Brad?
Oh shit,
that was really bad, bro.
Let's get one of them like movie ones that go.
Yeah,
man.
Lock it in.
So we've got another Base Coat session with Henry C and JD. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having us, man.
Fresh off the back of their set of Base Coast 2022. Man. That must have been a fucking amazing experience. Yes. Tell us what stage you play on.
We played at Sleigh Bay Sunday at 1:30 p.m. to 2:30. Yeah. A good 1 hour slot for our opening kind of like debut set at Base Coast.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, man. And I'm glad we got to check out your set. It was amazing.
Yeah, really super
amazing.
Appreciate you guys being there for it.
It's a great job, man.
That was a lot
set.
Of fun. That was a lot of fun.
Wicked kind
of
set. So where did you start your music journey then, Joe?
Actually, like, before I used to listen to like a lot of punk rock and like metal kind of stuff, and I would just go to like live band shows and stuff. And then I came to Base Coast when I was 19, and then that was like the first time I heard house music, actually. Like,
really?
Was Justin Martin, and like he really like I was set a new standard for me for that type of music. And then after going to Base Coast, I was like, this is a crazy, like, the whole festival is just a crazy experience for someone who's never really been to anything like that before, you know?
No doubt.
So then, like, after that, I would just kind of, like, go home and just listen to music on SoundCloud, like, all the different, like, bass music sounds, house music, and, but I really loved, like, house and techno. That was, like, the main thing that I really loved.
Yeah, man, yeah.
If you were into, like, punk and metal, what in the first place made you want to come to an electronic festival? Because there's definitely no other music.
No
here
correlation. Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely like a really random connection. Like really, one of my friends just asked me, like, "Oh, do you want to go to this festival?" And he had like a group of friends that were coming, but they were like a very old or older crew, you know. Then I was 19 at the time, so they were probably like in their 40s kind of thing.
Yeah.
And we camped with them for the whole weekend, and they had like just like a very like loving energy kind of thing, you know. Everyone's super like sharing all their stuff and just like being very welcoming to the people around them kind of thing.
For sure.
And that's kind of like,
I mean, it is a real nice vibe here.
Yeah,
like everyone's super friendly.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. What about you, Henry? When did you first come to Base Coast? This is obviously, I know, the first time you played here.
Yes,
but obviously not the first time you've come, is it?
No. Definitely not. This is third time coming back.
Third
now.
Time coming. Yeah.
I believe the first time was 2017.
Yeah,
if I'm correct. And I came with JD.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, first timer, and
yeah,
it was amazing. Like life experience, you know, like that you change you, you know. And
for sure.
I think since then we kind of been chasing this dream of like
playing here,
pursuing
for
this,
sure.
You know, and that's how the initiative kind of came across, you know. And here we are now.
And then how did you guys meet? Where did you hook up?
An interesting story too.
Yeah, man, that too.
Silva was hosting Beginnings at a club called MIA in Vancouver.
Yeah, MIA,
so it was like just kind of like a thing for amateur DJs to sort of like get into the club and like try and make those connections.
And, and you started that?
So I like applied. Like I didn't know anyone in the scene really, because I was just like listening to other types of music at the time. And then I messaged Silva like on Instagram kind of thing, and then she's like, "Oh, come check this out." And then I went to check it out, and Henry went to check it out, and we were both there by ourselves kind of thing.
Yeah,
cool.
And then, yeah, man, that's sweet.
And then we're like, "Do you smoke weed?" And he's like, "Yeah." Roll a joint.
Who doesn't?
We smoked a joint, and that's it. Yeah. You know, we became friends from then.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. When was that? What year do you remember?
Like 2016.
Yeah.
2016.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And you guys produce together as well? Like, do you like work on music together?
We've been doing some stuff.
Yeah,
definitely
cool.
Gonna take it more serious after summer comes, you know? Like,
yeah.
Slow down and really focus on the studio side, you know, and get stuff done.
Nice.
For sure.
And then I guess, Jay, for you, so when you first got into it, did you buy just software to start producing straight away, or did you like get into DJing first,
like,
more than
I really didn't know anyone else that DJed, like, because I just lived in like Surrey kind of thing, like pretty casual kid, not that many people like in that area were really DJing, I guess, or I didn't know anyone, right?
Yeah.
So I just got like a controller, and then I didn't really know how to DJ. I was trying to teach myself. I got like How to DJ for Dummies, like one of those books, you know, and I like read it and I was like, okay. And then like, yeah, when I basically met Henry, he kind of introduced me to so many new people, and like introduced me to all these DJs and people that like were part of the scene, because Henry used to go to Gorg all the time as like in his younger days.
Which we caught your set, didn't we?
That was amazing.
Yeah, that was good. So like, whereabouts did you guys sort of become a duo? Because you've done a lot of back-to-backs before, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah. So how did that come about? How did you form that kind of like, you both separate artists and DJs, but you're like, actually, do you want to do a bit back-to-back? And how was that chemistry trying to do it in the first time to what it's like now?
It's definitely a lot of work. Definitely a lot of practicing. And I think just like, just knowing how to like fit each other's energy in the set. And throughout the years, we've done it so much that like, like now it's just kind of become like almost perfect what we kind of do. It just becomes one set instead of being a back-to-back,
you know? For sure.
Yeah.
I guess if you're doing a back-to-back, a question I got for you is, do you fully pre-plan it or do you bounce off each other and just wing it? Should I try and surprise each other every now and again and throw a curveball in and be like, here's one for you.
Yeah. I think it really depends on like what kind of set we're like planning for, like a big festival set like this one. We kind of wanted to be make sure it was going to be on point. We didn't really want to like
be trying to figure it out while we're up there kind of thing. No, totally.
So we practiced
for an opening set. We wanted to be like flawless.
No doubt. Yeah. Like 100%.
But we still run out of time with the set. So the last couple 10-12 minutes were improvised. On the fly.
Yeah. Nice. And like when we play at our own festival or like together, it's usually like just having fun kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I remember back in the day when I did actually play out places, me and my buddies, we do it at the end of the night. We wouldn't really do back-to-back so much. There'd be like three or four of us that play through the night.
Yeah.
You take your turns, you might come back on, but then at the end we say, okay, sweet, two tunes, one tune.
Yeah.
Like, what
keep
are we doing?
Rolling.
Yeah, and just like, just start going, okay, cool, man, we'll finish the night off like that.
Yeah.
And you would try and like, okay, man, try mix into this.
Yeah. This is a crazy track.
Good luck with this one, man.
Yeah.
And I always found it fun, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we definitely have that kind of vibe, but when we're like for a festival, like, you don't really want to be trying. I don't know personally.
Especially first time. Like I said, where I was doing that, it was a smaller club. I think the capacity was only like 400 or 500.
And we were locals.
We played there lots.
Amazing.
We pretty much knew everyone on the dance floor. So you didn't care, man.
It's just fun times, jamming almost, right? For sure.
Yeah.
So today's set, then, how did it start? Like, how did you plan it out? Obviously, you're doing back to back. Who picked the first track and like, do you know what I mean? Like, how did you come up with that selection?
Yep.
Yeah, we got together like a couple of times definitely before the festival. I would say like 3-4 times to just really talk about the set, like trying to like vision like what's gonna happen at the time that we're gonna be there. And we kind of went through like, I put two playlists together. He put a playlist, I put a playlist, and went together through all the tracks, kind of like seeing like, okay, which one's gonna be right, and then we found one that was like the starter, and then from there we just like kind of started building it, you know.
For sure.
Yeah, man. Was that like BPM a certain one? You sort of built the BPM up, or did you stay like the same one?
We built it up, like we didn't go too fast because it was still like early daytime, but we did increase the BPM from the beginning towards the end of the set, and then we basically just wanted to get a nice flow for this set, so that's kind of just how we worked through it.
Yeah,
it was actually a great crowd out there.
Yeah,
you guys had
a lot of people built out, so many friends of ours.
Yeah, I know, it's a lot of people. I was like, yeah, man, that's a wicked support.
All their sound systems here are so nice as well. Hey,
yeah,
like,
when
you guys were playing, I stood behind. Man, I like getting near the speakers.
That's
man,
our
I'm all good, man.
Stage
I like feeling
for sure.
it.
Yeah,
mate, they've got it dialed down here.
Definitely,
PK.
Turning up the bass on the mixer, just like, boom, it's just a great experience.
Right. Even the monitors have bins as well, right?
Most
monitors just have tops.
You
had like bass bins as well.
Right?
Yeah,
they're top class here at Bass Coast for sure, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so what's who's your favorite sort of acts you've seen other than yourselves, like, you know?
Definitely Leopold last night was unreal. Like, one of my favorite live sets in general that I ever seen.
Very
amazing.
Banging. And then we were talking about Baby T, actually. I don't know if you guys caught her, but
I missed it, mate.
We
emailed her, but nothing.
And then I also saw Sicario sound. Sicario sound.
It's hard. It's cool, hard to get to everything though. Hey, when you come to something like this,
you gotta choose. You know, you gotta pick and choose. Like,
it's like you're a fork road. You're like,
Yeah.
You're like running back and forth.
Yeah, I find as well. You just start chatting to people, and all of a sudden, like, oh shit.
Yeah.
There's somewhere I want to see.
Yeah, exactly. That's funny, man. So, how's your overall Base Coast experience been since you've been here?
Well, this is like my 8th time actually coming to Base Coast. Like, when I went when I was 19, I've come every time. Like, every time it's been around. It's like, why would you not go? You know, like.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, but it just keeps getting better. Like, for us to have the opportunity to play, like, is just, like, an amazing experience.
For
so, even though it's the 8th time, it's still, like, you know,
you must have
getting
seen
better.
It grow, I guess, over those years.
Yeah, definitely. Like, definitely.
You've seen the evolution.
Yeah, and you can kind of see some parts that were not the same before COVID, I guess, you know, like.
Yeah.
They used to have, like, this really nice floating, like, canopy on the sleigh bay stage. That was really nice. Yeah. So hopefully they bring that back again soon. Yeah,
I think I was chatting to a guy actually, Kerry. He was one of the painters for the sets and stuff. I got chatting to him because he had this wicked little electric dirt bike. Again, I lost half an hour there just shooting shit. But he was said they lost a lot of the stuff in the floods.
Oh really?
Oh
yeah, so yeah. Where Merritt flooded, they store a lot of the stuff on site.
I see.
In sea cans out the back, and it was in the flood area.
Oh no!
So there's a chance some of that might have gone.
Some of their stuff gone.
Yeah, for sure. They had to reinvest in a whole load of wood. All their stage stuff got rebuilt. That's again, but it probably made it better because it's bigger and better now.
Yeah,
the way they've rebuilt,
you know? New things, new designs.
For sure. Yeah, but this year, you know, I'm sure they had to like really plan it out how to like still bring some more profit to like go forward for the next years.
For sure.
Yeah. It's been a rough 2 years, I'm sure, for festivals.
Oh, mate, definitely. And again, I'm sure in those 2 years, they haven't actually stopped working on it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like they gave up.
No,
they're still working.
They
still money right there. Like, you know what I mean?
For sure.
I'm glad they brought it back though, man. Because it is really, isn't it, like the best festival, I think, in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
I believe. I know people say like Shambhala is like cool, but music is not quite what
music is different.
Different,
yeah,
right?
You know?
Yeah.
And I think for what we experience and what we like this style is the best for us. And Base Coast is definitely my favorite festival.
It's very eclectic, isn't it? You know what I mean? Like,
very
it's not
energy,
like they're just sticking to one thing.
Yeah, man.
Like,
and I feel like I always find so much like more underground music here and like things that I never heard before, and that's what kind of like keeps inspired, right?
Yeah,
like,
they're bringing in enough of the big names and whatever to kind of like make it that, but then also introducing and enabling new stuff.
100%, yeah,
no, absolutely. Andrea and Liz were pretty much talking about that, right? That's part
of their thing.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
It's you know, and again, it's a nice ethos like that to run your thing like that.
Yeah,
to give everyone the opportunity.
Oh yeah,
you know,
it's been amazing.
And again, like she was saying, it's more about like letting people experience new music.
Yeah.
Right. Different stuff.
Yeah, of course. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, do you really want to go to a festival where it's just this
the
one
same
thing,
sound over
same
and
sound
over,
over and over again?
Yeah.
Right.
Also, like with regards to. Like you were saying with like new artists as well, it's cool having like loads of headliners, but again, like I like with your set and Jesse Bruce set and a few others, I thought that set would be a lot better than any of some of the big people that
played here.
You know, like I thought, man, it's time and effort and thought been put into that
selection. Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't matter how good of a DJ you are, good or bad. Oh no.
Good catch.
Nice catch, yeah.
You put it even closer, Brad.
Sorry, that's a nice catch.
Alright, let's use our roll camera.
Okay.
Everything's getting pretty hot.
And windy. It's been crazy.
I'm very delayed as well.
And action.
We're back.
Thanks for the wind, you know, because
that's good enough. Eh?
It's like a bit delayed because the heat.
It's hard. It was hard to set it up for four people.
You know what I mean,
limited on space.
For sure.
Scared about this thing blowing away as well.
Any second.
And Henry was like, "Oh, my tent broke."
Yeah, just before your set, you were saying, right? Your tent broke.
Oh, we're trying to fix it.
Anyway, as I was saying before the camera sort of fucked off,
Yeah,
was that I think track selection is way more important than anything else, and I think you guys selected some good fucking tracks, man.
Thanks, man. Yeah, thank you.
And for me as well, like, I'm terrible, man. I'm a bit older. I don't really follow all the names.
Yep.
Don't know everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
So whenever I see anyone, it's almost like a new thing for me anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm not really like prejudging. I'm not going into things thinking, okay, he does this and this. No, I'm just walking up going, fuck me, that sounds good.
See if you like it or not. Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
And again, that's, you know, part of what they're kind of doing, I guess. You either know them or you don't.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah,
they definitely get to experience different things and like different music. Like last night, for example, was pretty cool. Like,
oh, yeah.
I even caught some bass music. Like, I like to kind of check out all the different stages too and like just get a little bit of everything, you know?
Yeah.
Did you guys manage to see Anz's set?
Anz? Yeah, we were there. Yeah.
Oh, that, yeah, yeah.
That was awesome. Super dope.
Like,
yeah, that was.
Killer set.
Yeah. That was. Right. Especially after having to follow Leopold after that set. She did amazing, honestly. Yeah.
That's a lot to step up to, isn't it?
Yeah.
And her mixing was fucking on point.
With that style, like, you can do all the channel like that.
Yeah. You have to be like precise to do it like good, you know. So
for sure.
She
dropped a couple of classic old rave tracks from the 90s too, man. Not new remixes. She actually dropped some
proper
old school
bangers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there was two for sure that I was like, oh, fucking fair play, man. That's not even a remix.
Yeah, legit.
Amazing. Yeah.
So what food vendors have you been to that you enjoy? I'm a foodie, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
I want to know like what food joints you've been to, because Base Coast offers like good food stuff, right?
Definitely, yeah. So like, I don't actually like pack too much food when I come here, and I usually just like go to the vendors to like eat, you know?
Yeah.
So I had the wrap place. I like that place. Yeah. It was good. And then I had a poutine earlier, and then I had a smoothie actually today too.
Oh, a smoothie. Yeah. I might get one of them actually.
It's nice for the hot weather, you know?
At least get my vitamins, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's amazing how many vendors there are too.
There are, man, it's crazy, isn't it? Vendors, clothes.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Today I'm definitely going to hit up a couple for sure. Gonna try some more. I only have tried the pierogies. Yeah. The pierogies were amazing. So good, man.
Crazy with the fucking debit cards going down here.
Oh, yeah, the whole Rogers Network window.
That was crazy.
Fucking nuts, eh? Imagine if you didn't have a credit card. You'd be screwed.
Yeah. They weren't accepting cash
always,
in some places.
Bring cash.
I forgot my cash, mate. Left it in the drawers as we got up the road. I didn't even fill up with gas in Langley.
No, man.
Because I was like, we'll hit Watkin Road as we're going out. It's cheaper.
We'll be fine.
Traffic was a nightmare, so I'm already sucking through the gas. Oh, and then we get there and debit cards were down. I was like, you're shitting me, man.
I got my
credit card,
so it's
all good.
But if I didn't have it, man,
we wouldn't bring it back to Langley. I didn't have enough gas to even make it back to Langley.
It's crazy, yeah.
Are you guys obviously gonna play in the future here in Base Coast? Have you guys already started negotiating?
That's the hope, you know, that this set really like moves something in them, that they see that we bring value to the festival.
Absolutely.
And
I think you did. Like you said, it's a great set.
Literally these last couple of years, like hustling on the initiative really paid off, seeing like all the people that we have introduced to each other and like coming to the festival and like coming to see our set specifically.
Absolutely.
Was very special for sure.
How about as far as producing goes, you guys working on any tracks or anything together? Like, you got anything coming up in the future?
We've worked on tracks together, just released an EP.
Not too long ago.
Yeah.
What label? When did it come out?
I just like self-released it on SoundCloud.
Yeah,
definitely, because like I'm still kind of like building up my production skills. So next time I'm gonna try and like send it off to some labels and like build it there. But I'm also building it, working on a track with Awood. Do you guys know?
Yeah.
So working on something together, and then Henry and I have a track that we've been working on too.
But we definitely gotta hit it harder.
Look forward to hearing that.
And I'll check yours out on SoundCloud.
Yeah, man, we'll go check it out.
Anyone else out there, go and check it out. JD SoundCloud.
So what are you using?
I use Ableton, yeah.
Ableton?
Yeah.
Oh, you're an Ableton.
I just got Ableton 11 too, actually. My friend just gave it to me, so it was a nice gift. Yeah.
Save some money there.
Yeah, it's cool.
There's so much more stuff to see in Ableton 11 for sure.
Do you literally stick just to your laptop with Ableton, or do you have to do anything? I've just been on my bed and on my laptop.
Like, I'm not nothing fancy yet, but I would like to get like a synth or like some kind of like drum machine, you know, kind
of
like
get
some
external hardware.
Yeah, exactly. And trying to like.
Jay's been taking like one-on-one classes with somebody.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like mentoring kind of thing.
Do you know Josh Garrett?
No, I don't.
Jay Garrett. Anyway.
Yeah. Jay Garrett.
He's
yeah.
a certified Ableton trainer.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
He is.
Yeah.
We had
he's
him
in
on
Vancouver,
show.
Man. Oh, so wow. he's yeah. the man to speak to.
Oh, that's good to know.
He's yeah. a he's a techno legend.
Yeah,
man.
He is.
Detroit
yeah,
techno
I've
legend, man. Actually, he gave me. He actually gave us two copies of his vinyl, didn't he? We got to give one away. He signed one.
No way.
The Mayards, acid-y, techno, fucking
You
straight
played
up.
It, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I played
yeah,
it.
Northern House.
Northern House, yeah.
Nice.
I dropped it there, man.
That's bad. It's fucking I love that
greasy
place too.
Fucking acid. That's good place.
Yeah. Great to meet him.
Yeah.
So how did you structure your first track then?
For, like, how did I build it?
Yeah, like, was you like, oh, man, like, nervous? Or was you just like, fuck it, bang?
When I was making it, I was kind of just more like trial and error kind of thing, like picking sounds that I kind of like and like seeing how it would fit with each other, and then kind of just build. Like what I've noticed is if you come up with a good idea or like if a good track comes, it works pretty easy. Like it just kind of like you can put it out quickly. You don't have to spend like so many hours mm-hmm. like building it. It kind of just comes out like naturally, I guess.
Yeah.
And so those are like the ones that like cause I've made more tracks, but the ones that I've decided to release or share with people are like the ones that kind of feel more natural to create. And then when that happens, it's like, yeah, it goes well.
Did you ever
play
them out
yeah.
in your set?
I haven't. I played them out last weekend at the Revival Festival.
Sweet.
That we hosted.
How was
yeah,
Revival?
Yeah.
I didn't get to go, man. I wouldn't want to go. Was it good?
It was very good. Yeah.
Oh,
it was
you
a
done
wild
the festival,
experience.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
We're coming
weekend.
From two festivals in a week.
I was just
feeling it.
Yeah. Next weekend is rest time for sure.
I just saw Henry's status just saying there was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that went into this.
Yeah.
Come off.
Yeah, because we like. We weren't sure if we were going to get the property kind of thing. It all came together like very last minute. So we ended up planning the festival in like 2.5 weeks.
Wow.
And we did it with like another crew
That's
called
insane.
Vantech.
The initiative and Vantech together,
yes,
right?
Exactly,
yeah, man.
So yeah, we couldn't have done it without their help. Yeah. But like, we managed to pull everything together and we had like a good attendance. So
How did you get all the wood? Like, did you build that as well?
Yeah, like we had stage builders kind of thing. And then our friend Mikkel, like, got this printed image, and then we video mapped it and like had like three different people doing lights, so it was quite the light show actually at
the
party.
Light show we had two like light guys and one guy doing visuals, and
cool.
it was unreal. And
that's
like,
a lot to set up in 2 weeks
it's been a lot.
Henry that same. I saw Henry's stats, like, I was just picturing him just going like crying at the end of it going thank fuck pulled it off
it was pretty funny
like,
too
it
was in Princeton so not too far from Base Coast a couple hours.
Yeah.
And then I was playing like the morning set too, the 8:30 a.m. And I was like, I gotta sleep for a bit. And then I woke up and it was raining and everything. And I'm like, oh no, like this is not gonna go well. But then so many friends came out again, like similar situation where just like all our homies came to support.
Yeah, for sure.
And it was awesome. Yeah.
I think definitely a lot that we have built is being from like the audience that we have connected with and the energy they bring, and then other people seeing that and wanted to like join that energy.
For
too.
Sure.
It's quite amazing.
You guys have got a real nice scene going on in Vancouver.
A lot of
the groups
friends.
That are doing what they're doing right now, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, rock it, man. It's good that two brands can join.
Yeah.
Because normally a lot of brands are like, well, fuck you.
It's a lot of competition kind of thing.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think my experience in the UK.
For sure. Yeah. Same here in Vancouver, honestly.
Yeah.
But like, us as the initiative kind of has always been like our first value. Like, we want to connect and collab with other, you know, groups that like feel the same way, you know, because then we can do something better, bigger, you know.
Yeah, man,
that will make everything just like nicer for everyone. So
that's off to the festival thing,
absolutely
man.
And
you guys plan to do it again next year then, obviously?
Yeah, I think so.
We'll definitely have more time to like plan it,
but definitely we'll probably work on it way longer than 2 weeks. It's a lot of work.
That's
it's
crazy,
stressful.
I've got an idea. The next time, why don't you approach Base Coast and have your own stage?
That'd be a dream.
That's a good dream.
You gotta put it there
to
universe. Let's make it happen.
Connections.
That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
That would be sick.
Definitely.
Awesome.
I think we'll finish up there then, man.
Thanks so much for coming on, guys.
Thank you for having us.
It was fucking so nice to meet you.
Always a pleasure.
Always good to see you, Henry. You know that.
Thank you so much, guys.
And we'll catch up soon.
Yeah, definitely.
Good luck with all the future projects.
Yeah.
Everyone keep an eye out for their tracks.
Yeah, definitely.
I appreciate you guys.
We'll follow
flyers and we'll share that stuff around.
Definitely.
And again, like we always say out to people when we're doing our little Wednesday things, if you guys have got shows coming up, you want us to promote it, send it over to us and we do our little Wednesday thing and check it out.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate it.
Thanks very much.
Thanks very much.
Cheers,
guys.
Cheers. Good.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Thanks, man. Really appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, no, that was